First, attendees of St. Bernadette Parish of Milwaukee gave a standing ovation to their priest, Father Greiton, on Sunday after he came out to them as gay. On Monday, it was made public to the rest of the world in his column in the National Catholic Reporter. Here's Father Greiton in a recent interview with NBC.
The difference for me now is I get to live a life that's open. It is honest and it's full of integrity. And that's what's most important to me.
Joining us now to talk about the church and the LGBT community is Father James Martin. Father Martin is a Jesuit priest, editor for America Magazine, and the author of Building the Bridge, How the Catholic Church and the LGBT Community Can Enter into a Relationship of Respect, Compassion, and Sensitivity. Father Martin, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, my pleasure.
Well, this is not something we see happen every day. How significant is this?
It's highly significant. There are only a handful of priests who are out in that way, that is, you know, publicly and to the entire parish. The other significant thing is that Archbishop Lestecky, who I really praise for his compassion, supported this priest. So that's also a very significant move.
And was that a surprise to you that the Archbishop spoke out? Here's some of what he said. He said, Father Greiton's story reminds us each of God's call to continue to grow in understanding and to live holy, chaste lives.
I think it's fantastic. You know, he is just admitting people already know, which is that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of hardworking gay priests who are celibate, you know, who maintain their promises of celibacy and, you know, who are beloved by their parishes. So I thought it was a very bold move by both Father Greiton and also Archbishop Lestecky.
And then, as we heard in the setup there, his parish had given him a standing ovation, seemed to really respect this decision. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and why wouldn't they? They know him as a good priest, and I would imagine some people might have suspected or might have known. And so, you know, they are supporting him in his totality. That is part of who he is. It's not the only part, but you know, that's a significant part of his life, and I think it's great that they're welcoming him and that he's being open and truthful about it.
A lot. I think there are Catholics out there who will say, wait, what's going on? This is a lifestyle, a mentality that is against many of the teachings of the church.
It is against zero teachings of the church because he's celibate and chaste, and his lifestyle is that of chastity and devoting himself to the church. So it is not a sin to be gay, you know, in the Catholic eyes. And Father Greiton is basically doing exactly what the Catechism says, which is living a life of chastity.
We've seen cases elsewhere in the Catholic Church where people were censured or relieved of their duties because of not coming out as gay specifically, but for activism or working with gay advocacy groups. Has that happened often?
No, not too often. You know, I think what's sad is that there are people who are fired from their jobs for being in same-sex marriages. And, you know, the sexual morality of LGBT people is policed in a way that simply does not happen for straight people. I mean, we don't fire all people who are divorced or, you know, who are living together before being married. It's a kind of focus on LGBT people in a way that I think is unjust.
Now, in his column that we mentioned from the National Catholic Reporter, Father Greiton painted a bleak picture of his years in seminary and the reaction to him bringing up these issues, maybe to mentors there. Do you think things need to change at that training level?
Absolutely, because look, you have someone like Father Greiton who is a good priest and who is beloved, and he shows, you know, as many other priests do, that it is possible to be gay, celibate, and a good Catholic priest. And so, you know, why wouldn't you want people who feel called to God by God to this way of life, you know, even if they're gay?
I think some of the reaction I've seen out there to this issue is people not separating gay and the celibacy angle of this, assuming that identifying as gay implies the presence of a sexual behavior.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've never understood why that's the case. I mean, you know, the irony is that the Catechism asks gay people to be chaste, and here's someone who's being chaste, and people seem to not be able to even deal with that. So, you know, I mean, gay people are able to be chaste and celibate as much as straight people are, and they're able to be good priests just as much as straight priests are.
We're talking to Father James Martin. He's the author of the book, Building the Bridge, How the Catholic Church and the LGBT Community Can Enter into a Relationship of Respect, Compassion, and Sensitivity. Earlier this week, actually on Sunday, a priest in Milwaukee came out to his congregation and then to the world in an article in the National Catholic Reporter. Can you talk about where the Vatican is on the issue of someone like Father Greitens coming out as gay?
That's a good question. Now, the Vatican has a document that said that men with deep-seated homosexual tendencies should not be admitted to seminaries or the priesthood. But different bishops interpret that in different ways. Some bishops say that means no gays. Some bishops say that it means gays who can't be celibate. Some bishops say that it means that someone for whom being gay is their only sort of identity or their primary identity. But by the same token, Pope Francis, when asked specifically about gay priests, uttered his five most famous words, "Who am I to judge?" That famous quote is specifically about gay priests, and so we have it from the top that he is okay with gay priests.
Some people might look at this within the Catholic Church, maybe women in the Catholic Church, and think, what about us? Why can't we be in a role comparable to that of priest?
Yeah, I think a lot of women would do that. I think the two issues are rather separate. But yeah, there are a lot of women who are interested in being priests, and there are a lot of Catholics who are in favor of that.
I've seen people try to estimate how many gay priests there might be out there in the Catholic Church, and seeing a huge range of numbers. Do you have any sense of how common this might be?
Yeah, I know many gay Catholic priests. I would say 30 to 40%, but really, it's, as you pointed out, it's very anecdotal, because I think the Church is afraid to do a survey because they're afraid of how many priests would identify as gay. But I think it's most Catholics, I think, who are intelligent and thoughtful already know this. It shouldn't be a surprise to most intelligent and thoughtful Catholics.
And this has taken a long time for Father Greitens to do. I mean, he's been in the priesthood for 25 years, I think it was. Even if the Vatican were to, if the Church were want to survey people, would priests be willing to come forward?
Well, another good question. One of the reasons that priests do not come forward is because their bishop or their religious superior, if they're in a religious order, is against it. Or they may simply be private people. It's not for everybody to be out like that. But I think, Jesus says the truth sets us free, and it's a gift. The truth is a gift to the Church when someone like Father Greitens exercises it.
Yeah, and in his article, Father Greitens talked about the feeling of living a lie for all of those years of suppressing the truth. Can you talk about the kind of conflict that a priest might face for years, maybe their whole lives?
Well, sure, and it's the same kind of conflict that any LGBT person faces in being secret. I think one of the great things about being open like that is that he now provides a role model of, just a normal, healthy person to, for example, like a gay boy, who might be 13 or 14 or 15 and thinking, the Church hates me. And, here finally is this priest who can say, I'm like you, and, the Church doesn't hate you, and let me talk about what the way it was for me. So I think one of the great benefits of these kinds of, revelations is that it gives so much hope to LGBT youth in the Church and beyond.
This is happening in the United States. The Catholic Church, of course, is a global organization. Are we in a similar position in other countries around the world, or would it be more difficult even for a priest to come out?
Well, I think in Western Europe, it would be perhaps as easy, but certainly in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world, sub-Saharan Africa, different parts of Asia, India, I think it would be almost unthinkable. And, we have to look at how LGBT people are treated in those countries for an indication of how that would go over, which is not very well.
I think people think of the Catholic Church as kind of a monolith, that there's one policy from the top down and everybody observes it. We're hearing a lot of variation here. That said, do you think that there could be a more clear message from the top of the Church?
I think there should be. Pope Francis, as I said, "Who am I to judge?" But I think that the Church is invited to see people like Father Greitens as good and holy and hardworking members, of the priesthood and members of the Church in full standing. And so, why shouldn't they be welcomed into the Church? And why shouldn't someone who's holy and hardworking be not only accepted but celebrated. And so absolutely, I think that the church needs to look at this very seriously and really needs to sort of move ahead and just accept what is already reality.
Having talked to priests who are gay in the course of your work and your book, of course, do you think that Father Greiton coming out so publicly and writing about it might lead others to follow his lead?
I do, and I think what is just as significant, as I mentioned, is Archbishop Listecki. The idea that, Father Greiton is doing it with Archbishop's permission and that he supports him, and that he issued that very compassionate statement. I hope they do, and I hope it helps. And I think, again, the group that I think would help the most are LGBT parishioners, especially LGBT youth, who can look at someone, in the pulpit, helping people and living a good pastoral life and saying, I can see someone who is an adult Catholic and who has embraced the faith, who is like me and who seems holy and who seems appealing. So I think it would be a great sort of charitable step forward if people were to do that.
Father Martin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Father James Martin is a Jesuit priest, editor of America magazine, and author of Building a Bridge, a book on the Catholic Church and the LGBT community. He joined us to talk about the Milwaukee priest who came out to his congregation over the weekend. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin judge who says we need to do more to keep young people out of the prison pipeline. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.